Okay, we're on Dalet Amid Aleph, 483. Interesting, the day after the class, the day I left to New York, had a shaila, tak what happened. Chosin got married Monday night. No, the night I came home from the class, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, 10:30, my phone rings, it was from New York. Chosin just got married Monday night. Mm-hmm. Monday night was the wedding. Tuesday night, his mother died.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
She's in the middle of Sheva Brachas. That's exactly what we're learning here. Remember, if the dies, well, what do you do? So, the story, what does he do? Does he stop Sheva Brachas and do Shiva? Does he do, what is the... So, looking into it, I mean, I have to answer them. The Pearl says in Halacha that if that happens, and he was already with her, that means they had relations Monday night. Oh. So, the Pearl, they started the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, because that's like what makes it happen. So, he started Sheva Brachas. So, the din was, he finished Sheva Brachas, and then he said Shiva. So, the whole family is sitting Shiva first, and he, the Chosin and Kala, are celebrating Sheva Brachas. And then he sits Shiva.
Following week.
Oh, well, here we haven't learned that if the mother passed away next day yet.
Right. Here we're learning before. Right.
But, none of the family can attend the Shiva Brachot either.
Well, Shabbat, I was in New York, so he's speaking to the brothers, and they were giving him what to speak to. Shabbat, they told him they can go.
Huh?
Shabbat, they can go, because if they don't go, it's like, why weren't the brothers there? So it's public mourning. So, but the rest of the week they couldn't go. No.
Go where?
To the Sheva Brachos. Oh.
So he had the Sheva Brachos alone.
No, with friends, yeah. Whatever. Okay. Okay. Anyway, let's go over here. Amar, this is where we're up to in the Gemara. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the end of the page. No, it was interesting. We just learned that night. Mm-hmm. And that night, this question came up. Amar, 9 lines from the end of the page. Well,
why are they calling you? Don't they know this? You speak to the rabbis in New York?
The rabbis in New York didn't call me. A guy called me. Oh. First of all, well, whatever. But besides the fact that it was 1:30 in the morning in New York, so he couldn't speak to the bottom there.
Oh.
So he got your name.
Yeah. Amar Mar, we said before like this. Hu Yashim Bein Anoshim. Remember we said before that what happens is the mother of the Kala, the father of the Chosin, died right before the thing. So then, Yubel Ben Mitzvitzah, he has Sheva Brachas, then he says like this. For all those 14 days, he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women. They cannot live alone. Remember, that's what we said.
Why? For what was the 14 days?
Kol Eisa Yomar, she says, Shal Yemei Amishtav Shal Avelis.
Oh.
They die right before the wedding.
Uh-huh.
In the case of the Gemara. Okay? So he says, Hu Yoshim Bein Anoshim, Yishenei Bein Anoshim. He sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women. This is a proof to the din of Rabbi Yechanan. Dom Rabbi Yechanan says, Alpha Pisha Amru. Ain Avelis Bameid, even though there's no Avelis. And Yomtiv, right? And Yomtiv, there's no Avelis. Avol Dvarim Shal Tzino Neig. But private things, meaning marital relations and all that, do apply. So this is a proof, because for him it's a Yomtiv, the 7 days of his wedding, right? And yet, it says for those days he has to sleep with the men and she sleeps with the women. So it's a proof to Rabbi Yechanan that the private things in Avelis you keep. Dorish, Rav Yosef, Brei the Rava, Mishmei the Rava, Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, taught in the name of Rava, Lo Yishanu Ala Shalei Baal. This then only as if he didn't live with his wife yet. Avo Baal, but if he did live with his wife, Ishti Yishene Imei, his wife may live with him. The Gemara is going to explain what case he's talking about. But he says like this, again, we don't know yet what the Gemara's case is. The Gemara's going to explain what the case is. He says, this din is only if there was no Be'ilah. They didn't live together yet. So then we're afraid the Yetzirah is very strong. So we say, okay, he has to sleep with the men and she has to sleep with the women. But if you already lived with her, so then he can sleep with her in the same, not obviously they can't have relations, but they can sleep under the same roof. There's no problem of Yichud. So Gemara says, I don't understand. For the Balaskinan, our Mishnah is speaking about, with the case when the father or mother died, right? It says that Baal Bilas Mitzvah, he did live with her, and then he needs to separate for 14 days. Mm-hmm. So obviously, he did live with her. So why are you telling me that if he lived with her, he doesn't need to separate the 14 days? Uktani, and yet, he says, Uyashim bein anashim, v'yashena bein anashim, he sleeps amongst the men, and he sleeps amongst the women. So why are you telling me that if he lived with her already, they don't have to separate, they can live in the same house? So Gemara says, no, Rav's din is not by death, avelus, it's by pirsa ishti nida. When the wife became the nida, meaning like this. We spoke about this in the past. There's such a thing called chupas nida. Chupas nida means when a kala is impure the night of the wedding. She got a period where she wasn't able to go to the mikveh.
Wouldn't she know that before she got married?
Yeah, that's what I never understand. How could that be?
What are you talking about?
Don't they set it up so it's...
They try to set it up in a way that she shouldn't be a nida. Mm-hmm. But more than, I wouldn't say very common, or very, very common, but very common is that the whole cycle gets messed up.
Oh, because
the nervous and excitement, the Gemara says that changes everything. There's a lot of times that Rabbanim do weddings in Chuppas Nida. Now, the Gemara says like this. There's two things we're talking about in Agua. There's one of Avelus, mourning, that our Mishnah said that if the father died or the mother died, so then they have Be'ilus Mitzvah, and then they need to separate 14 days. That's not because of Nida, that's because of Avelus, because of mourning period, right? Rav's din is speaking about Nida, meaning like this, that normally a Chosin and Kalev, they get married, right, so they live together, and that's it. Even if she becomes a Nida, there's no problem. What happens, though, if she became Nida before they were together? So then, Rava says, they need to be separated for the duration of the Nida. But if they live together, but as far as Nida laws go, once they live together, then even though she became Nida, you don't have to separate. I mean, you separate. You can live in the same house. You don't live in the different houses.
What about today?
Also. In other words, let me explain the din. We've discussed this in the past. The halacha asks a question. When a woman is in nida, why could the husband... He's not allowed to have relations, right? So the question is, why is he allowed to live in the house with her? Why isn't the problem of yichud? Right? Being a man and a woman alone in a house is a halachic problem because they might be together. Correct? So the question is, why when a wife is in nida, every month, the husband should move out of the house, or that wife should move out of the house. So it says in Halacha, there's two reasons, I mean, both reasons together. Why, when a woman is in nida, the husband does not have to leave the house. Number one, because he was with her already, and he will be able to be with her after she goes to mikveh. Okay? There's two criterias, the Gemara says. Number one, they were already together, and this is what Rav is saying over here. They were together already. And she will be eventually able to go to the mikveh. So therefore, there's no problem.
Let me ask you, this is a little bit off. I asked this once before, you laugh at me. Davar sheyesh bo matirin, with regard to the Pesach.
Davar sheyesh le matirin refers to if something becomes bottle or not. What's the din of davar sheyesh le matirin? Something that will eventually become kosher. So why do you have to rely on nullification of 1 in 60 or this?
Uh-huh.
Wait until it's kosher. Okay. Now what do you want over here?
So here also, you know.
No.
So he cannot be with her because eventually she's going to be mutar to him. So why should
he be? That's why he's allowed to be with her.
No, why do you say she's not a, he's not allowed to be with her?
Davar sheyesh lematida means, why do I have to permit something through nullification? Let's wait until it becomes kosher and then we'll be fine. Right?
Okay.
This is a different story. A man and a woman should not be, unless if it's a parent and a child and grandparents, brothers and sisters, and up to 30 days, whatever. There's a din called yichud. A man and a woman cannot be alone in a room because they might come to do something they're not allowed to do. Okay? Bottom line. Now, so the question is, when a woman becomes a nida, l'chayda, they're not allowed to be together. Why are they allowed to live alone in the house? So the Gemara says two reasons. The bottom line is, his Yetzirah is not that strong. Why is his Yetzirah not that strong? Because he was already with her, and he will be with her after she goes to mikveh. Right? By the way, both conditions must be met for it to happen. Now, if a woman becomes nida the night of the marriage, before their wedding, and so they were never together. They weren't supposed to be together, at least. Yeah? So then the din is that he cannot be alone with her. There's a problem of yichud. Even though she will be able to go to the mikveh, but the bottom line is you need both criteria. They were together, and they will be together. Correct? Now, the fact that they were not together makes it that he has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep with the women. So Rava says, as far as that din of nida goes, that if they are already together, so then they don't have to sleep separately, they can sleep in the same house. Our Gemara is not talking about nida, our Gemara is talking about the mourning, avelus. The mother of the kala or the father of the chosin died, right? And they have avelut, right? So then the din is, that even after they were together, they need to be separate. Okay? Which, by the way, interestingly, shows that avelus is stricter than nida.
Oh, man.
Because by nida, if they were together already, they can sleep in the same house. By avelus, even though they were together, you have to separate.
So in other words, I think this couple gets married, like, tonight. And somehow she does the menstrual cycle, whatever.
Right.
Can they still live together? Have whatever? Do whatever they have to
No.
do? They can't do it?
Not until she goes to mikveh.
So in other words, the wedding night is shot.
Right. Oh, not shot, they can get drunk.
I'm just talking about, you know, whatever they
no,
have to
they
do.
No, they can't.
But who's going to know?
If they're religious, what do you mean?
Who is going to know?
God.
Besides him.
She doesn't become nida after they have relationship. She doesn't have to. They don't have to keep anything. Second marriage.
But here, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara, our Gemara says that by avelus, right? When the mother and father died, even though they were together, for the next 14 days they need to separate, right? But not stam intimacy. Mm-hmm. He has to sleep with the man. He has to sleep with the women. Comes along Rava and says, no, if they were together, they don't have to. So the Gemara says, we just got to saying, even if they're together, they have to separate. So he says, no, he's talking about a different case. He's not talking about avelus. He's talking about nida. Mm-hmm. That if a wife became nida and the husband was already with her, they don't have to sleep separately. They can be intimate, but they don't have to sleep separately. Right? But the case of avelus is different.
These laws apply nowadays? For living with... with regard to Avelu?
No, we're not done yet. So Gemara says, he brought his din was by Pirsi Ishtinida. So Gemara says, but v'chein k'tani, but it says, v'chein, meaning, in the Brice it says the same thing if a woman became a Nida. So he says, hachi comment, this is what it means, next page. V'chein isha Pirsi Ishtinida, the same case, the case. If somebody's wife became a nida, and he didn't live with her yet. Who yashim bein anashim? He had nesheve ishti sheine bein anashim.
Huh? That's some way to start marriage.
Great way. So it says the Gemara thought that avelus and nida and everything is exactly the same. So the Gemara says no. What it means is the same thing. A person who became a nida, Hu yashan bein anashim v'ishtei yishena bein anashim. Then he sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the women. Okay? Now, so the Gemara says, lemeimra avelis kile leminedam. Does it mean to say that avelis, the restriction is by a person in lighter than by nida?
What's the havamina here? I don't understand. Both of them are deraita.
Avelis is not deraita. Avelis is derabanan.
I thought we went through the whole
thing. Only one day is minatera. Oh. So the Gemara says, do we say that avelis is more lighter? Why? Because according to the interpretation, if they were already together, right, we trust him by nida, but not by avelis. That means avelis is easier in the person's mind. So he says it can't be. Amr Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Chanina, Amr Rav Huna, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Chanina said the name of Rav Huna. Kol melacha sheisha isa lebayla. This is a din, by the way. It's a practical halacha. When a woman is in nida, we don't want them. Let's discuss the general halachas before, in order to understand the Gemara. When a woman is in nida, intimacy is punishable by chorus, by death. Okay, God kills you. In addition to that, any physical contact is biblically forbidden. Okay? In addition to that...
Biblically
it's forbidden. What? Biblically it's forbidden. Biblically. It says, Le'sikrivu, le'gali servo. Right? This, the Paschim, the Rishonim, right? The Alter Rebbe brings it down. The Paschim, the Rishonim, it's in the Gemara like this. When the Torah speaks about forbidden relations, the Torah says, Le'sikrivu, legali serva. Yeah? Leisikruv means any type of kiruv. Any type of closeness, which is in the form what's called chiba, love, or a more romantic type of, not professional. If it's a romantic type of touching, it's biblically forbidden. A woman could go to a male doctor.
Oh,
a man can go to a female doctor as she's touching him. Mm-hmm. Right? The answer is, it's professional. It's not romantic. Okay, so that's not forbidden. Or technically, a woman could get her hair cut by a man. He's touching her, you know, when he's cutting the hair. Halachically.
Cutting a man's hair.
I'm saying the same thing. Man or woman, woman to man. Why? Because it's professionally, it's not derech chiba. But the din is like this. Because... like we said before, really yichud between a husband and a wife when she's needed should be forbidden. But the Chacham said it's too much for a guy to move out 2 weeks a month. So therefore the Chacham said, like we said, because they were together and they're going to be together, so we're more lenient. But because of that, the Chachamim imposed strictnesses of relations between husband and wife at the time she's Anida, more than when any other woman.
Oh.
Because you can't pass things, you can't directly, you can't touch. So the Gemara discusses certain things a woman could do for her husband when she's Anida. Things that are called work, not romantic. Things that are romantic, a woman cannot do for her husband at the time she's Anida, because we're afraid it's going to lead to wrong behavior. Okay? So it says over here like this. Kol melacha she'isha isa lebayla. Only all the jobs that a married woman has to do for her husband. Later on in the Gemara, he brings on the Nun Tes, there's a whole Mishnah, Dalet Amid Beis on top. Dalet Amid Beis, like five lines in the top. The Mishnah later on in Ksubis says all the... the jobs that a woman has to do for the husband, and the jobs the husband has to do for the wife. It's a partnership. Okay? So it says over here, all the malach, what it says over there is like this. She has to cook and bake and grind and weave clothing and fit, you know, all these things that is the obligation of the woman to do. So she's allowed to do when she's nida yisrael baila. Chutz mimizigas hakais. She can't pour him a cup of wine because that's romantic. Hatsoras Hamita, making the bed. And Tesis explains over here, not today, but we'll get to Tesis says over here, it doesn't mean making the bed. It means putting the bed, the sedinim. They used to put special linens over the bed, not the making of the bed. Or Harchatz's Panev Yadav and Aglav, to wash his hands, face, and feet. That's also like washing together.
Never happened before. Okay. Harchatz's
Panev Yadav and Aglav. These are things that they can't do. Why? Because it will bring the person to intimacy. Okay, we don't want that. Ve'ilu gabi aveilus. That's by nida, but by aveilus it says afo pi sha'amru. Even though the Chacham said, ein adam rosh rishoy lachav esishtei. A person cannot compel his wife to be with him when she is mourning for her father and mother. Lizkecheli cannot force her to lizkecheles to apply eyeshadow or pekesis or face powder. Be'emes tamru. Nevertheless, the Chacham said. An expression means that it's a halacha universally accepted. Meizagasli case, she could pour him a cup of wine. Matzasli amita, she could make the bed. Umechatzasli leipanav yadavragla, she could wash his hands, face, and feet. Okay? So what do we see by here? That by mourning, we are more makel than by nida. We allow certain things for the wife to do for the husband when she's in mourning.
Yeah, she's in.
Right.
But if he's in...
Either one, it doesn't matter. Well, the case over there, she is in mourning. Okay? But she can still... No, because a mourner normally is not supposed to do things. So these things she could do. Even things that might lead to intimacy. Why aren't we afraid they're going to be together? Because Avelis is very strict in people's minds. More than Nida. So the Gemara is asking, we just got through saying... That by Nida, once they live together, they can sleep in the same house. And by Avelis not, because Avelis is more lenient, so we need to be stricter by Avelis, that they have to sleep separately. So why, huh?
They really do?
No. When she's piercing Nida.
No, by Avelis.
No, by Avelis mitzvah. Well, we'll see in Tesis all that stuff. But the Gemara itself changes its thing. But, the Gemara's question was, why by Avelus do we say they have to sleep separately, and by Nida not? So the impression is because people are more strict about Nida than Avelus. So therefore, if you let them sleep together in the same house, they might come to be intimate. So Gemara said, but by here we just see the opposite, that you're more strict by Nida than you are by Avelis. So why by our case, about sleeping with the men or the women, are we stricter by Avelis than by Nida, when by doing all these jobs, we're stricter by Nida than we are by Avelis? Mm-hmm. So Gemara says like this, Kan Lekasha. And this is what the Gemara says. Kan ba Avelis di day, kan ba Avelis di da. It depends if the Bryce is speaking before about his Avelis. That means, when the man is an oval, they need to separate. But kan avelis dida. But if it's her, then she'll be stricter. And this is a very interesting concept. The man's yetzer hara is stronger than the woman's for this stuff.
Not for avelis.
No.
Yeah,
for sexual intimacy. So. 1 minute. The man's yetzer hara is stronger than the woman's. Mm-hmm. So if the man is an oval, she's not an avelis, so she might give in. Therefore, halacha says they need to sleep separately. But if she's an oval, she's not going to let him be with her. Because she takes it much more stricter. So therefore, the difference is, by when she's an oval, then we're more lenient in Avelis, because we're not afraid they're going to be together. Therefore, she can serve him, pour him wine, pour a bath for him.
But not in the same house.
But not in the same house, and speaking when he's an oval. But if she's an Avodah Gemara saying over here, then they could be in the same house.
But how can she wash his feet if she's not living there?
Not to sleep there. When other people are around, there's no problem. So the Gemara says it can't be. What do you mean, her avelis? It says clearly in the Braise, either the father of the chosin or the mother of the kala. That means it both avail. Either one could be a novel. So it says kiktane ashara. That goes by all the other laws, meaning, but as far as being together in the same house, that only applies. They're not allowed to be together when he's an novel, not when she's an novel. If she's an novel, they can sleep in the same house. Because Avelis is more lenient than Nida.
She's more stricter.
She's stricter in this than he is. So the Gemara says, Omeishani ben Avelis di de la Avelis di da. Are you differentiating between his and her avelis? It's not true. But Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Mi shemeis chama v'chameisei, if somebody's father-in-law or mother-in-law died, that means his wife is an avelus, right? Ein yachol ocha v'sishti. He cannot compel his wife to put on makeup, kecheles is the eyeshadow, face powder. Ela kaifa mitosei, he has to turn over his bed, and he's in mourning together with her. In other words, like this, we don't do it today, but in Shulchan Aruch it says that when they were mourners, they turned over the bed, not to sleep, that it should be very uncomfortable. Today it says in Aruch we don't do it. But Chlal, Tais is going to talk over here about this again. I don't know if we'll get there today, but there's what we call making a bed today, and what they called making the beds. In the time of the Gemara, they slept on straw. So in the morning, the whole bed was messed up. They had to actually make the bed.
So what did they turn then?
Huh? One
what
minute.
Did they have?
They had a thing, like a bed, a frame, with straw on it.
Oh.
So they would actually turn the whole bed upside down.
The straw was on the wooden bed.
Right.
It was on the
floor. Mash, I'll give an example. Not about this, about Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to make a bed on Shabbos. Yes, it says, you're not allowed to be Matzah Samita on Shabbos. Why? Because you're preparing for Saturday night. So Apostle right, that doesn't apply today. You can't prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos, right? If you're making a bed on Shabbos, you're preparing it for after Shabbos. So in Poskim today, right, that's not what today's beds are. Today you're allowed to make a bed because you want the room to be neat and tidy. That's you're doing for Shabbos. Making the bed is actually, in the morning, the whole bed, the straw, got all messed up. And they would ask the, actually make the bed. Make the bed. That's the expression, making the bed. They had to make the bed, but you organize the straw. That wasn't for tidy purposes, neatness. It was but you to get the bed ready for Saturday night. But putting on bedspreads, that is making the room more romantic. That is what you're not allowed to do. That's what Dave's going to talk about.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that. Even though it's for tidiness also?
No, tidiness he could. I'm talking about...
this is beyond the needle.
Right. So he says, what does he have to do? She should... So what does he do? He turns over his bed and is in avelus like his wife. The same thing by her. If her father or mother-in-law died, v'chein hi shemeis chamea chameisa, the same thing. The woman, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law died... She is not allowed to apply makeup because that shows a lack of respect to the husband. In other words, like this. First, the Braise says, if he's in Avelus, right, his father, The first case of the Braisa was her father or mother died. Because it says his father-in-law and mother-in-law died. So she's an Avelis. So normally you're not allowed to put on makeup. So the Braisa says the husband can't force her to put on makeup. You know, he wants his wife to look good. But she's an Avel. So he cannot force her to make makeup. Okay? Then it says, what happens if her father or mother-in-law died? Yeah?
It's his parents.
So she cannot put on makeup either. In his presence. We'll see in his presence. Why? Alokefa mitasi, I don't know, she turns over the bed. Now, what do we see from here? That there's no difference between his mourning and her mourning. So why are we differentiating in our Gemara between if it's his mourning, we're stricter, and if it's her mourning, we're more lenient? The Braisa doesn't differentiate between his and hers. It's all the same din. So the Gemara says, Tane b'avelis tidei. Take, in other words, add words to the Braisa like this. The Gemara is changing the Braisa. And the Gemara is saying, Bavel is the day when he's in mourning. But that's only when he's in mourning, not in hers. Okay? Okay, let's stop here because I just wanted to learn some of the Rashis and one of the two Tesis in over here. Okay, you have to go back to Lamed Aleph. Back to Dalet Lamed Aleph. Okay, the Rashi on the right. Seven lines to the end of the page. The Gemara says, "Ki kamer Rava, when did Rava say his din? That if they live together, they don't have to sleep separately. That's only leishona pirsi ishti nida ka'amar. When the wife became a nida. Okay? And he says, "Ki even the nida chamura, because nida is so strict, it's punishable by kares, by capital punishment. Baal mem and allow, the Baal is believed. It's not going to come and do such a terrible sin of Kardas. Therefore, once they were together by Nida, the Gemara says, we allow them to sleep in the same house because he's not going to come to do anything wrong. Okay? So the Gemara said, but Vachen Ktani, Kasal Kadaitel, the Gemara thought now, Kulim Milsad Avelis Medamanli, and we're talking about Avelis of the husband. So next page, Hachin Kaman, this is what it means. Ki ka'amer v'chein, when does it say v'chein? Ahu yashim bein anashim, that he sleeps amongst the men. And she sleeps amongst the women, but it's all speaking b'shalei bo'al koi, when they weren't together yet. In other words, when do they have to be separated to sleep separately? When they were not together yet. Okay? Ki lelei, it's easier for a person me'aveilis, la'avet olav minidah, the Avelis, lay Mehemnis, the Avelis, you don't believe him. But Nida Mehemnis, okay? So it says, what are the malachas that the woman does for the husband? The Kamatun, the Perak Alpha, be in the fifth Perak, the Gemara says all the things that the wife has to do for the husband. See, she could do everything, Chutzme Mezikas HaKreis, pouring a cup, Laheshle, to give him. Vatsor Samita, and making the bed, Vachotz is part of washing his face. Shedadav kiruv v'chibahein. They're in ways of romantic closeness. Uboinli they hadigal dava, and they're going to come to sin, and therefore the chacham forbid it. In other words, like we said, because they might come to do something forbidden, the chacham more strict that they have to be separated. Ein adam reshoy locha v'sishtei. A man cannot force his wife to put on makeup. Normally, by the way, there's a din. Oh. I don't know if you could do it today. But a husband is allowed to force his wife to put on makeup. Because he wants his wife to look good. But if she's avol, the Gemara is saying he can't force her. V'mei avela, in the days of mourning, shemesa via ima, if her father and mother dies. Pekesis, what is pekesis? Maverish srak al panel. She puts face powder. Even the olden days used to have eyeliners and powder. See, eyeshadow, so it says.
Or the man can force them? What am I forcing?
She hasn't.
It's strongly demanded.
No, enforce. I mean, he could take her to Besdin, by the way. If a wife refuses to put on makeup, up he didn't. And no, that's it. Today, I don't know.
Today, she's going to take him.
She'll take him to court.
If you can divorce them for burning your food.
Well, no, but a husband could force his wife to put on makeup. No, the Gemara says a husband wants his wife to look good.
What if she says, I look good without makeup?
That's what the husband is supposed to say. So he says like this. Then she could. Not afraid they're going to come to sin. So you see, Avelis is stronger. So Gemara says like this. Kan Avelis dida. Leilam Avelis kila me nida. Avelis is easier than nida. Va'ani mas nisa. This is the way you answer it. Hu diktani le'il. This is that we learned before. Hu yashim bein anashim. That they have to sleep separately. Rashi says, Ba'avelis didei. That's when he's a novel. Because he might convince her to sin. And this that it says she can serve him and do things for him, that's Ba'avelis didokoi. Alma Ba'avelis didokoi meaning, she doesn't want to put on the makeup. He said like this, because even when the man's Yetzer Hara is going to get very strong that he wants to be with her, Kivan Davelas Didohu, because she's in mourning, she's not going to listen to him. She's not going to listen to him because she'll keep it stronger. Okay, let's see over here. Okay, go back to the other page. The bottom thesis of the page. Avod Dvarim Shol Tzina. It says, this is a proof to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that even in Avelis and Yom Tif, where you're not allowed to show any open sign of Avelis, yeah? Nevertheless, private things, like intimacy of that, you have to keep. Okay? Tais says, what does it mean? Dvarim Shol Tzina Noyheg is a very funny word. Noyheg means you could do it. So Tais says, it doesn't mean you could do it, it means you have to do it. In other words, you're not allowed to be together. It's an obligation to keep the private avelus later shus, and because it brings the proof from a braisa. Okay, now Vim Tamer Tesis asks a question that we find a different opinion than Rabbi Yechanan. Rava Shmuel Domer Perik Basid the Meid Cotton. Rav and Shmuel both say in the last parak of Gemara Meid Cotton, the Tashma Shamita B'Shabbes Shel Yizayin Yemei Avelus Rishus. It's optional. Rav and Shmuel say that if in middle of Shiva Friday night, if they want, they could be together. It's optional. Yeah, no, it's equal. Tikshle Braisa Dahocha, ask a question from our Braisa. Our Braisa says, Dvarm Shibitzina, you have to keep. Ve'ainzvar lechali be'meid leShabbos. There's no logic to separate between Shabbos and Mekilim b'Shabbos, that on Shabbos you could be Mekil and not on Yom Tif. That doesn't make sense. Alanir Lari, okay. The Rav and Shmuel Maflig bein Chosin LeMeid v'Shabbos. There's a difference. By Dri wants to say that Rav and Shmuel are differentiating between a Chosin, and that's when it's optional, and between Avelis when it's forbidden. And he says Avol Kosher the Kol Eisa Yomim, which says in the Gemara the Braisa, all those 14 days, he sleeps amongst the men, which might even Shabbos would be forbidden. And Rav and Shmuel would hold that you are allowed to. So he says, Paska lochas gedeles k'Rav Yechanan. Okay? And it's interesting. So according to Tesis, there seems to be an argument between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says, private things, you have to keep. Rav and Shmuel said, Shabbos and Yom, the private things you don't have to keep. Right? So he says, the halacha is gedel is paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. And he says like this, Afa gab de kaimalona divri amekel ba'ovel, and this is a very fundamental thesis in halacha, I want you to know. The Gemara says a rule, Amma Shmuel, in Avelis, the law is always like the more lenient opinion. Now, Rav and Shmuel say you could be together Shiva Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan says you can't.
Only for a chassan or no?
No, for everybody. I mean, any type of avelis, right? So he says, Rav and Shmuel say you could be have intimacy Friday night, because there's no avelis in Shabbos. And Rabbi Yechon says no. Comes along the Bahag, the Baal Halacha's Gedalus, and he says, Halacha is like Rabbi Yechon, that you're not allowed to be together. So he's asking on himself, even though the law is, when there's an argument in Avelus, the law is like the lenient opinion, so it should follow Rav and Shmuel that hold it's allowed. He said, Ahani mili b'tanoi, that's only when there's an argument of Tanoim. Avo ba'meroi loi. And this Taisus says this is a very important rule in Halacha. Taisus says, this that the Gemara says, the law is like the lenient opinion in Avelus, that's only in a Mishnah argument, but not in Gemara. And because Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are in Gemara, not Mishnah, so the law is not necessarily like the lenient opinion. The Emiri and the Re'evian adds to this. The Vadi Nira Daloch Rabbi Yechon. The Daloch is definitely like Rabbi Yechon. Why? The Amar Ashas Hochem is silent Rabbi Yechon. Because the Gemara over here says, we're proving like Rabbi Yechon says, that the Dvarim Shebetzina. Because what does the Braisa Vayah say? The 14 days, he sleeps amongst the men, she sleeps amongst the women, and it says all those days, meaning even Shabbos, which means even Shabbos they can't be together. So the halacha is definitely like, and that's the halacha in Shchunach, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon. But it's an interesting thing.
Well, they just
the Rebbe once told somebody, mentioned this last time, halacha k'divrei ha-meikel, in Avelis, the law is like the lenient opinion. And the Rebbe said, if you're lenient in the laws of mourning, they're lenient in Shemayim for judging the Nifter. The Rebbe said that to Rashag, went to be Menachem Mova, his brother-in-law upstairs in 770. The Rebbe told him that if you're Mekel in the laws of Avelis, so in heaven, they're lenient in the judgment of the person who died. And he asked him, what's the source? But he said, the Rebbe didn't answer. He said, it implied, I was there, it implied that it's only he's the source. It's printed already in the book.
If you're Mekel...
Not Mekel meaning that you go against Halacha. If there are different opinions in Halacha,
you'll take the more
Mekel opinion. I know the Rebbe, I mean, it's known, the Rebbe Navelis, not for himself, for others. I had an aunt that had a relative's wedding in the middle of her husband's Shleishim. Her husband died and she was in the middle of Shleishim. And there was a nephew or a niece's wedding that she had, and she didn't go because she was in the middle of Shleishim. And the Rebbe heard about it, and the Rebbe said she couldn't find a Rav that would find her a Heter to go. Like, the Rebbe was upset that she didn't go. The Rebbe said, you couldn't find a Rav that's going to allow it to happen. And another, by the way, besides that, Charlie, I told you about the...
You know it's about taking a shower and stuff?
That's something I don't ask, don't tell. But... No, but the Shiloh, I told him before you came, there was, last week after the shiur, we were learning about all this. So I came home, 10:30 at night, the phone rang, it was from New York. A guy got married Monday night.
Oh, the mother passed away.
Kudan.
Down to Kudan's wife.
So the wedding was Monday night. And the mother died Tuesday night, it was. New York, Florida time. They called me from New York, but she was in Florida, right? So the question, what do you do with Sheva Brachas and the Avelis? So the Pearl, based on this Gemara, Shechon Aruch says, Taki, the Chosim finish Sheva Brachas, and then they have the Shiva Simei Avelis. Only the Chosim.
He is extended after Sheva Brachas?
It's like Yom Tov. If somebody dies in Yom Tov, you don't have Shiva. For him, it's a Yom Tov. So
does he take it out?
No, he has Shivas. He has Sheva Brachas 7 days, and then when he's done Sheva Brachas, he sits Shiva for 7 days.
Oh, separate from his family.
Yeah. But I had a similar question.
So he doesn't walk for 14 days?
Right. Wow. Chaya. I mean, not for that reason. But then I had another question. A guy called me that he was, this also happened, but it worked out. Worked out in a funny way. A guy calls me, his son's marrying a girl from New York. And the Kala's mother's mother is dying any minute. Okay? And the wedding was last night in New York. Now, he says to me, what happens if she dies?
During
No, what happens if she dies before the wedding? This is a week ago.
And the son, who's the father, or the mother.
The mother of the Kala, can she go during Shiva to her daughter's wedding? The pearl, what happened was, the lady died Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. No, the Levaya was Tuesday. She got up from Shiva Monday morning, and Monday night was the wedding. So she wasn't during Shiva.
Tuesday the week before.
Yeah.
So she not... It wasn't...
You call me Monday the week before, what's going to be? Understand? So if the Levaya was Tuesday, which it was, she died Tuesday morning, they buried her right away Tuesday afternoon, and then they started Shiva, so you get up Monday morning. So Monday morning they finished Shiva, Monday night she went to the wedding.
Oh, he nullifies it completely?
No.
No, he did it. Finished.
They finished the Shiva. It was a week before.
Oh, a week before.
There are opinions that hold that even during Shiva parents can go
to. What happened if it would have been during Shiva?
So then, there are opinions today, the Arab abundant that I make, or they can even go during Shiva to the wedding.
To the kids' wedding.
Yeah, but my father was sitting Shiva by my brother's wedding. He lost his brother a few days before my brother's wedding. And my father was sitting Shiva. And he discussed with the Rabbanim in New York, the pearl, they only let him go to the chuppah in torn clothing, not under the chuppah, off by the side. And that was it. But today, if you look in the more modern poskim, they bring down from opinions that hold even during Shiva you can go and dance and get dressed and everything.
Why such a difference? Because of Yerida Hador or what?
Different opinions.
Such a...
But that's a leniency they didn't use in the previous generation.
I don't gain that leniency. Which rabbis? You always find a rabbi who will give you leads.
No, we're talking about competent halachic authorities, not... Okay, let's see that we'll just start the top places. Dalet Amid Aleph. Amid Beis, I mean. The Gemara said that the woman, when she's in need, can make his bed. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not make his bed. She could do everything except pouring a cup of wine and making the bed and so on. So Taisa says, Nirori, that sasa mita hocha, what is the Gemara talking about making the bed? It means prisas sadinim, putting the bed covers on, which is thing of chiba. But hatsoras kardim vikastis, but organizing the bed, shein devarim shol chiba, which is not things of love, shori lenida, the nida could do it. And that's Allah today, he can make his bed. Okay, behavi raya, and he brings a raya from the mission later. The Mishnah over there in the fifth paragraph says, interesting din. You know, the Gemara first goes through all the obligations that a wife has to her husband. Give me this Gemara, please. This Gemara doesn't have it. The Mishnah, Nuntes, says, here, Eilu melochei shisha yisa lebailo. These are the melochas that a woman has to do for her husband. Grinding, baking, washing, cooking, nursing, making the bed, doing woolen things, that's what she has to do for
nursing,
the...
Nursing for the baby.
Manika's Bino, she has to nurse his baby.
What does that have to do with him?
His baby.
It's his baby.
So whose baby?
It's his.
I mean, of course, I mean...
No, remember we said... It's not true. Remember we said last week that a woman who lost her husband and is nursing a baby cannot get married for 2 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because the baby...
Because the baby is the first husband, then she's going to get pregnant. She won't be able to nurse his baby. Okay? Now, hachnisa leishivcha achas. What happens if she brings into the marriage one servant? She brings one servant into the marriage. So leitechenes leeves leimechapses. This is not in the Taisis. Taisis is just alluding to this Mishnah. Then she doesn't grind, she doesn't bake, and she doesn't do laundry. Shtayim, if she brings in two servants, ein mevashes, ein menikas v'bina. She doesn't cook, and she doesn't have to nurse the kid. Shalish, if she brings in three servants, ein matzil leyamita. She doesn't bring, she doesn't have to make the beds either. Okay? Arba, what happens if she brings in four servants to the marriage? Yeah, Bein Eitzim B'Tzemer, yeah? Then it says, Arba, what happens if she brings four maids into the wedding? Yeshevis B'Ketidra. Ketidra means in a recliner. She sits in the recliner and does nothing. So Rabbi Lazar says, no. Afilach Nisalei Meir Shvachis. Even if she brings in 100 servants to the marriage, you make her work because now she goes bananas. If the woman does nothing all day, she's going to go berserk. And that's the halacha, by the way. Anyway, okay, we'll stop here.
Is that a heder for women to work?